Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The Frames Per Second Podcast.
Fire.
So, Spider-Man's back in the MCU. When I saw this deal get done, I was thinking, like, I knew it was going to get done, but I didn't know it was going to get done that quickly, because it was, like, what, a month ago that they talked about the breakup and everything? And then all of a sudden, oh, yeah, we got a deal done. Disney's going to get 20% more.
Wait, is this about to be like a political comic book conversation?
No.
Because I can just slide on back.
I'm just talking about why you think it got so. Why you think the deal got so done so quickly?
How many movies is it? One. They got renewed for what? One movie?
Two.
Two.
Well, one movie and an appearance.
Yes.
Yeah. So you didn't.
I thought it was just two. I thought it was two in an appearance.
Nah.
Wait, am I wrong?
No, you're right. You're right.
Really?
It's just one and another appearance in the MCU film.
That's what I thought
they was going to do the next two. Because his
trilogy's done with his next solo film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe. I just.
And he's the only one of the new people that have a full trilogy already set in stone.
So you know what that is. It's like they're going to do his other movie and he's going to be in Venom. And then after that, they're going to be like, what do we do with him?
Well, I thought it was going to be, he's going to have his trilogy, he's going to be in Captain Marvel or some other whatever, and then Venom's coming.
You just threw Captain Marvel out there, right?
Okay.
Because I have a theory about Captain Marvel, Spider-Man, and Black Panther.
But it can't be Venom then, because Venom is not a Marvel film.
No,
Venom
it's not. Yeah.
So they said an appearance in a Marvel film. So it can't be Venom.
Yeah. I think what the deal also allowed was that they can use Tom Holland in Venom. So we'll do these two.
No, that can't be the deal because he belongs to them. So no, of course they can use him in Venom.
Well, they stopped it from the first Venom because he had a scene in the movie they shot and everything, but they cut it out because Marvel said they didn't want that for some reason. And Sony listened to him. Yeah, that's what it was. That's because they already had a scene shot with Tom Holland shown in Venom to show, like, to do a preview for this Venom.
Yeah,
too.
some nerd sent us that a while ago.
Yeah. So that was already shot, but MCU Marvel said, take it out.
And Sony listened, even though they own all of the rights?
Well, they own the film rights.
Right.
And they sharing with Marvel.
But they didn't own Tom Holland, though.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, they didn't at the time, I guess.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, they own everything film rights Spider-Man-wise. Everything else is Marvel. It's MCU.
Marvel owns nothing when it comes to Spider-Man.
But you're talking about when the Venom movie that came out, right?
Yeah, they were supposed to have a Tom Holland appearance in it.
Right, but didn't Marvel own him at that point in time?
No.
Marvel was using him, but they don't own him.
Oh,
but they, for some reason, Sony listened to them when they were like, take him out.
Crazy. Yeah, that's weird.
It must have been something like, take him out because we need him to do this, and this will mess up this.
Absolutely, yeah.
And right now, they've been cashing in checks from them, so I'm like, fuck it, we'll just do it this time. The deal's about to be up anyway.
Yeah. I mean, because he was really like a kid in the Marvel, and Venom was like so kind of adult, darkish in a little bit. I can't even see how he would fit in there.
But that's what would make it kind of dope, though, to see a kid have to deal with something like that.
Yeah, bring that darkness to
him. That would be crazy.
Because Spider-Man does have a lot of dark villains, like serious shit. So,
yeah,
because Sony has. So that's the interesting part. So Sony has all of these Spider-Man villain solo films that are supposed to be coming out.
Yeah, Sinister Six and all.
So
that.
Well,
wait, they do? No. I haven't heard about that.
Yeah, there's the Venom movie. Obviously, they're supposed to be introducing Carnage.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're introducing Mobius.
Mm.
With Jared Leto, which will be dope. And then they're doing Kraven the Hunter, which will be super dope.
Yeah.
So it seems like if they're smart, they kind of want to keep a good relationship with Marvel because Sony's going to fuck those movies up.
I agree with that. I think they...
Unless they hire some of the writers from Marvel, MCU, or the MCU.
I don't know that they can do that.
I don't know what their partnership was originally as far as who was... I know Kevin Feige oversaw the whole thing, but I don't know who was just a part of Marvel crew on those Spider-Man films and who was Sony crew. Because if the Sony crew were the writers and stuff like that, then they can probably get by but I still would want to have that MCU.
If they were the writers on what?
If they were writers on like Far From Home and Homecoming. They were not?
No.
Okay. So if they're not, they definitely need the MCU brand.
Yeah. Yeah, so, they need MCU's help for this.
So just so I understand, they're gonna like Marvel's going to do another Spider-Man, the third part of it, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then after that, Tom Holland's gonna be on the Sony versions.
He's gonna be on one more MCU movie, and I think, and then
an appearance in another MCU movie.
Yeah.
Okay. And then he's doing whatever these Sony films, and then of course they're just gonna renegotiate the contract again. There's no way they're going to take him out of the MCU. They're just not.
Because I think he's... Because they're trying to prop up the next Iron Man, Captain America, Thor. And I think that's Spider-Man, Captain Marvel, Black Panther. I think Black Panther's fitting into that Captain America role. Spider-Man's obviously Tony Stark. And Captain Marvel is the Thor role. She's the intergalactic...
But Thor is still around. Thor ain't dead.
But I think this Thor 4 is going to phase him out.
Really?
Yeah. Because they got Natalie Portman's going to be the new female Thor.
Oh, that's right.
And
that's
then...
You say what now?
Yeah, she's the Lady Thor. I think that's what they call her.
Mm-hmm.
And what's it?
I hope Tessa Thompson. I hope she beat fucking Captain Marvel ass in some kind of way. I hope she fuck her ass up.
I don't know.
Are you just doing that for me?
is the rumor true about Tony Stark
coming back?
Yes.
I don't. That's wow. What y'all. I heard y'all say that first. I haven't seen anything else to say, I wouldn't be surprised.
You know what? Let me not. Last time I thought I knew some shit.
Oh, yeah.
I was wrong as fuck.
No, I mean, I haven't seen
anything.
I saw
it on YouTube. So.
It could be. I would think it's way too early to bring him back at all.
But you know what? He's coming back for the Black Widow show, right? Isn't that what they said it was?
I don't know that.
That timeline would make sense.
I think the Black Widow show is going to be like some origin story type
shit. Yeah, it's going back to her childhood, and it's right after Civil War, timeline-wise.
We're gonna have to get this Disney shit.
Huh? Oh, you already know.
Oh, yeah.
You have to.
No,
you
already. Yeah.
It's a movie, not a show. Hers is a movie.
No.
Black Widow's a movie.
Black Widow's a show.
No, hers is a movie.
Since when?
The Scarlet and Vision are the shows.
Right.
Falcon, Winter Soldier are shows.
Right.
Hawkeye has a show. And who else?
I don't see no Hawkeye show. I thought Black Widow was a show.
I think Hawkeye would be better as a show.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Really?
You need to develop him because we don't know much.
Because he can do shit every week. He'll basically be like Arrow, which is terrible, by the way.
So that's why Hawkeye should be no damn show.
I think he'll be better.
Well, they're trying to introduce like his daughter into it as well.
I heard.
And prop her up to be something else. But I think with Spider-Man, I think they're going to slowly but surely take him out of the MCU. Like,
so,
they're gonna give him his fanfare because everybody was bitching when they was ending the deal, and then now,
wow,
he come here enjoying justice and strolling on.
He ass is drunk, y'all.
So why do you think it was bullshit?
Because once everything was done, I feel like we got played. Because just like you were saying, the shit happened way too fast.
What are we talking about?
He's drunk. Told you. He got you too. Your heart's still beating hard, ain't it?
This the beat that I fuck with. When me lose his head.
Hi, Brandon.
That was funny.
I was pissed. I had to leave and go to work. I had to take care of something at my job. Yeah.
And then come here?
Yeah.
Well, that's whack as fuck. You should have said, nah.
No, I would. No, I had a water leak in one of the AC units.
So somebody else go plug it. I thought you said you were going to plug these hoes, man.
I was. I had to leave.
Fuck.
I had to
leave. Oh, yeah. That's a call that you don't
answer. Water. Yeah, that's exactly. Water. No, but it's water shit. No, fuck that.
You should have had some water shit.
Be speaking cold right now.
No, man. I'm not speaking cold. Shit, man.
She said it. I had to go plug something right there.
That's why I was sweating and shit, man.
Yeah, I bet. I bet. Motherfucker over there sweating because he had to plug up some water thing. All right.
Anyway,
all right.
It was bullshit.
Yeah.
After everything played out.
Yeah, I think it was bullshit. I think we got tricked. I think they did all of this because it was going to bring a whole lot of hype to everything that's happening, including the Sony shit. Mm-hmm. And it just doesn't really, like, when I really sat there and thought about it, I'm like, bro, there's no way y'all walked away from the negotiation table with MCU and just like, nah, we're not going to do none of this.
It doesn't make sense.
No, it's bullshit.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense at all.
Especially after they just hit a bill. Like, no Spider-Man film has hit $1 billion.
And all of their other Spider-Man films were trash. And they knew this. So there's no way I believe that they were like, nah, you know what? Fuck that. You want 50-50? Nope. Nope, nope. And they come back, oh, it's cool. It's 75-25.
You're playing with my emotions right
I
now.
I know. Ain't no way. Fuck out of here.
I don't know.
I don't like when companies do that kind of shit neither.
I mean, really that's business.
That's not business.
That's not business.
Well, how is that not business?
Playing with us?
It's cheap marketing. And I don't like that. And they don't need it.
You got to get your dollar as any way you can. By any means necessary.
They don't need to do that. They don't need to do it. Mm-hmm. Because if that came out later on that all that shit was fake, they look stupid.
But think about how much people are now even anticipating that third Spider-Man film now.
But they were anticipating it before.
They were, but like now it's even... Because now they did the Peak and Valley thing. Like they built everybody's... With the way Far From Home ended... They canceled it, so now like people are pissed, and now they're like, "Oh, we're rejoicing."
But I don't think they brought in any new people that are excited. It's the same people that were already excited. That's what I'm saying.
Because normal people can give a shit whether it's Sony or MCU. Like, yeah, see, name what
you, as long as it's good.
What did you think about it?
I don't.
Were you like disappointed when it first was like canceled?
Did I hear about it?
She don't know what the hell is going on.
I really don't. Like you said, as long as it's a good movie, because I didn't enjoy Far From Home as much as I did Homecoming. So I'm just hoping the next movie is better.
Wait, which one's which again? Which one's the first one?
Homecoming was Vulture.
First and then Far From Home.
I don't know what this last one's going to be with. Home at Last or some shit like that.
I don't know.
House nigga. Miles Morales go show up.
It makes sense that Sony would want to acquire him back, given this new information that they're bringing all these villains into their universe. Because who are they going to fight?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, the thing is, it's not about bringing him back or letting him go. It's like, it's about sharing him. And it seemed like that whole deal was they didn't want to share him anymore. Or that Marvel wanted to take more a bigger piece of it. If they were smart, just leave the shit alone and be like, yo, you can have a little bit more if you come over and help us with these other films.
Yeah.
Because these are, Morbius is not really that exciting for me. I don't really care that much. But they cannot fuck up a Kraven the Hunter film. Like, that's one of his biggest adversaries.
Yep.
And when you were talking about Sinister Six, like, that's what's going to end up tying everything together in the end. And I think that's what they're leading up to.
Sony
can't pull that off.
They tried to with the other Spider-Man with Andrew Garfield, and it didn't go off that well.
That's because they fucking turned Rhino into a big robot.
Yeah.
Like,
paid by Paul Giamatti.
I'm not sure.
I think that's what
it didn't matter. It was terrible.
Yeah.
I think they're going to cross promote. I think they're going to put Venom in the
MCU.
MCU to tie it back to Sony.
I don't know, it could be because
you know MCU they like big names, and Tom Hardy is a big name, and
I think that'd be dope. They put the news reporter in it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So why wouldn't they put Tom Hardy in it for a little quick second cameo as Venom?
That would be kind of dope to see that crossover.
And now you want to go see the Sony film, so that could have been part of the deal. Like, we'll do the deal if y'all let us put Venom in this film, so we can pull people back to the Sony films.
Because has that ever been done before? Like, movies crossing over like that?
I believe so. I'm pretty certain it has. Because I want to say Vin Diesel was in that Tokyo Drift movie at the end. We just looked at that last night, and I don't think that was part of the original.
But was that part of the? I'm talking about two different companies sharing us the same character. I've never seen that before.
What you mean sharing the same?
So like in comic books, Marvel and DC, on occasion, rare occasions, would do crossovers where their universes would kind of just merge together. So I was just wondering if that's ever happened.
They kind of did it with the news reporter guy already.
Yeah, but with villains though, or actual main characters.
Well, we don't. I mean, Marvel owns. I'm sure Marvel owns J. Jonah Jameson.
They do. Character, but not the actor.
Yeah, Sony owns that specific character.
Right.
They can. Marvel could have came up with.
Do we know this for a fact, or are we speculating? That doesn't really make sense.
What I'm under the impression is that any character that came under Sony, Sony owns. Any character that comes under Marvel.
He didn't come under Sony. He was already an established person.
He came under Sony with the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
So you're saying that if he was introduced in one of their movies, then Sony owns that character forever?
for as long as their licensing agreement lasts. Yeah, because that's the scene. That's the reason why Scarlet the Witch in the MCU can't be known as a mutant. Because at the time, Fox owned X-Men. Yeah, that's why that. That's why she was something created from the Infinity Stones. But yeah. now that they own Fox, they can probably reveal something about Scarlet saying, "Oh, well, she's a mutant like these other people."
Well, that's already fucked up anyway, because they already had them in the X-Men films.
They did. Yep, they did.
Or am I wait?
No, they had him and Quicksilver was in it.
Was in it.
Yeah,
but and he's still alive in the X-Men universe.
Yeah, but yeah, it's a different. I don't think they call him Quicksilver in X-Men. Mm-hmm. They did?
Yeah. He's not Magneto's son, though. I don't know how the fuck they're going to fix all this shit. I don't
think so. That's why they probably just like, let's get out this other shit first, and we'll figure out the back end later.
But yeah. X-Men, from what I keep reading, is supposed to be coming a lot sooner than later.
Maybe.
If they're smart, they would go ahead and start planning this shit.
But
like,
what movie What movie could they be in? Would it be in the... They probably could do it at the end of the new Spider-Man.
They could start introducing mutants in whatever they're doing with what's his face? Samuel L.
Nick Fury.
Yeah, if he's out in space doing shit, who knows? There could be somebody out there. Wolverine need to show up at some point. That's all I'm saying.
My main thing was, I think they're setting up Spider-Man to eventually just be, he's going to be gone regardless. Like, he was supposed to be gone this time, but they heard the fans, so like, all right, let's just do one more movie and we'll give you another MCU film. And then after that, he's gone. Sony.
Because the same thing is going to happen. People are going to flip out.
If they do it right.
They can't do it right. They've already shown that they can't do it right.
Well, they were doing it in the middle of his movie run. Like, you can't take him out.
Oh, you mean
now.
The announcement? The announcement don't matter. Whenever they announce it, people are going to get pissed. They need to just leave it alone. Let the deal stay the deal. They can't take Spider-Man out the MCU because they've already propped him up to be too big of a character.
So you think he's the biggest character in the MCU moving forward?
They were propping him up
right
to
now,
be the biggest character. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Bigger than Black Panther?
Man, yeah. At this point, yeah.
They was trying to prop him up to be the new Iron Man.
Right. Yeah.
That's why we have two Spider-Man movies and we only have one Black Panther.
Damn, you going to bring the brother man in like that?
I mean, yeah, but he kind of took over fucking Civil War.
Yeah, he was like a
huge part of whatchamacallit.
He was in Infinity War.
Oh, so you saying y'all trying to say that's his first movie?
Kinda.
Yes, he was.
He was the biggest part of Civil War when he showed up, and motherfucker was just, bruh, come on, bruh.
It don't matter.
He fought Scarlet. That's all I remember.
No, he fought Captain America,
Winter Soldier,
and was whooping their ass.
He broke down that shield and shit with the claws.
He fucking scratched the shield. Yes. What you mean? Yeah. He was the main part of the movie.
That scared Cap. Cap was like, oh shit.
Yeah, Cap was like, wait, you pulling my shield? What the fuck kind of. I forgot I was going to stop making nigger jokes. Can't do it.
But he was in Winter Soldier too, right?
No, he wasn't. He was just fought Winter Soldier.
He made his debut in Civil War, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, he did.
Because they blew up his daddy.
Yep.
The daddy with the lazy eye.
That's why he wanted Winter Soldier. And Cap was trying to protect him.
Before or after he blew up?
His eye was there before he was. Oh, that's fucked up. That's fucked up, man.
Oh, he was in the post credits in Winter Soldier. That's what it was.
No, he wasn't.
Doing what? He was in the post credit in Civil War.
Was it Civil War he was in the post credit?
Yeah. Remember, he was like, thank you for this. And Winter Soldier was getting his mind fixed.
And then they looked out
and they looked out and it was the picture of Wakanda.
I know. I was trying to. I remember I told y'all, but I couldn't remember if that was Civil War or if that was Winter Soldier.
That was Civil War.
I'm getting them confused.
He was the main attraction. They should have just changed the fucking
thing. Because after that, Black Panther, everybody was like,
I want more of that.
Right. Everybody was like,
fuck Captain America, fuck Iron Man. I want to see more of that.
Black Panther became the most anticipated film.
Nobody was handling them. The whole movie, nobody was handling them.
Yep.
Could nobody fuck with Black Panther?
Nope. And when that's
what you got to say. Say something. I see you making little faces. What?
I'm not saying anything.
Yeah.
He think he corny as hell.
Who? You don't like
I think you don't like Black Panther like that, do you?
Yeah.
I'm about to say, when did you say he was corny?
Yeah.
I've heard other people say he was a corny character. Like,
who?
Oh my God.
George Zimmerman in there?
Nah.
Gotta be him.
Because like they were saying for his movie, he was the least interesting character in there.
What? In the Black Panther?
In the Black Panther.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that because fucking Michael B. Jordan was more interesting than him.
Okay, but.
So was Siri. So was.
I ain't gonna say Siri was more interesting than Black Panther.
People liked Siri a lot more than.
She was cool, but I mean, this was also our first time seeing these characters too.
But they did seem like they put a lot more depth into the characters around Black Panther.
Mbaku, yeah, they're building up his,
because he was dead for a good portion of the movie.
He sure was. He got beat like a bitch.
I rewatched that.
Off a cliff.
That nigga got his ass.
He sure did.
Yeah. I don't know how the hell he survived that cliff fall.
What you mean? He's Black motherfucking
Panther. But he took the juice out of him. The steroid juice.
The juice don't never go, bro. The black of the bear.
Did you see when he got thrown off the cliff, that little Ole looked up at Michael B and was like, "You got the juice now."
When you
shit. Sure. Hey,
that's hilarious.
I need to go rewatch that shit. I ain't watched that in a minute.
Yeah, it's a good rewatch.
It is.
So is After Earth, by the way. Just
like, oh, okay. You wasn't what? Here.
We're not doing that.
I'm fighting for After Earth. All right.
Fuck
After
that.
It's not that bad.
That horrible Will Smith and Jaden Smith.
It's not horrible. All right. It's not horrible.
It's pretty bad.
It's not that
the
bad.
The hell you
that
say?
That is power. Garbage. Power.
It is hot.
Power.
No, hold on. Power. Nah, B.
This is about to go. This
shit
is about to go forever.
After There's Earth no argument. Is absolutely it's not terrible.
It's not that bad. I'm not saying it's a great
it
film.
Sure
I ain't even saying it's a good film. But if you just on the couch Sunday afternoon and you're like,
I'll find something better to do.
Yeah.
I go watch the shit high, man. That's
yeah,
what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I ain't
you
say
you everything
was, nah, nah. I'm actually taking a little cleanse right now. That's what, I ain't
he's gonna it. Watch it. Exactly. Rewatch that shit.
He said the trailer for After. Because we're talking about the Joker.
Yeah, I have low expectations for Joker because they hyping it up too much.
Oh, you're bugging.
They just hyping it up too
and he
much.
Was like, yeah, he said the trailer looks good. Like, After Earth looks good. The trailer looks good.
After Earth didn't look good.
Yeah, the trailer
I remember
like trash.
It looked good.
I know. That's what we were trying to tell him.
I remember it looking good.
Nah, you were high. You're probably going to go see Gemini Man too, huh?
I got to.
Oh,
I got
my to. God.
Because this is my last.
Stop
this
it.
Is my last. You know how, like,
no.
You give a somebody one more shot.
No, man. It's over for him, bro.
This is the last one.
His last shot was concussion.
Nah, I damn sure knew to avoid that one.
Football,
the
football.
The one when he had an African accent.
Oh, they tell you the truth.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but I saw his accent.
Didn't like, he get nominated for that shit?
I hope
yeah,
not.
He did.
Yeah, he did. But that
no,
was
no, no, like, no. Jada, Jada said no. He didn't get nominated because Jada came out and was
yeah,
like
that
Oscar
was,
so
that
white.
Was, that was the Oscar so white year.
Yeah. So yeah, he shouldn't have got nominated for that shit.
After
that was a poor African accent.
Yeah, it was
doing.
Real bad. But Bad Boys 2 gonna be good, so.
Three, you mean?
Three.
I don't know.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like, shit, the way.
Bad Boy 3.
The way Martin was looking, I'm like, boy, so. He needed about 2 months worth of working
don't
out.
Don't do that to Martin. He's been cheating.
They body shaming Martin like a motherfucker. Boy.
Man.
That's fucked up.
You know how you leave it. You know how you leave
it. 50 some years.
It's been
old.
Some years, though, so.
I'm just saying.
Will Smith 50 something, too, though.
Yeah. Well, that's different.
But Will Smith just, you know, he just had to stay like that. Look who he's married to. Who's Will Smith? Who's Martin married to? See, ever since he know. Fucked up with Gina, he been fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. He look like, you know how you leave a Tootsie Roll out in the sun?
No.
And it blows up and get a little bigger.
I've never left a Tootsie Roll in the sun, but I can imagine what that shit look like.
Never have. You know, you got like living room candy and the sunlight hit it right. They be like, damn, this Tootsie Roll is faster than what it used
bad,
to be.
Mike. He looked pretty
just
cause bad.
Just because he looked bad don't mean he can't tell a funny joke. I laughed
I don't
out loud
see
at a
him like that.
The
no, I'm not saying he's not funny. I'm just saying, like you go from the first Bad Boys, Bad Boys 2. It's like.
He been fat for a minute, though. Yeah. It's not like he just got fat last week.
But see, I haven't seen him.
Yeah, you have.
I saw him live in Fox, I think, 2016.
And he was chubby then.
He was chubby then. And I remember he was standing on stage. He was like, because they was in, I remember when Bad Boys 3 was in talks. Man. And he was like, I know one thing. They better hurry up and come with this new Bad Boys for that shit called Sad Boys.
Fat Boys.
Because his ass was, yeah, he was chunky then. So he was like, they better hurry up.
So he's going to be.
I just don't want to see him like that.
Did you watch the trailer?
Yeah.
He didn't think it was funny? That trailer had me cracking up.
It didn't hit like that for me.
He was like, shit, Mike, this fucking shit is like HD.
Oh,
I've been trying to tell your ass for the last year.
I hope it's good, man. I mean, I like the Bad Boys series.
You never
but,
seen it?
I haven't seen the trailer now.
Oh, you haven't seen it? Okay, yeah.
Take it in here right now, brother.
Yeah.
Well, I just think that he's going to be doing a lot of desk duty. That's all it is.
Well, he's supposed to be retired, right? Like, Mike Lowry's supposed to be bringing him out of retirement.
Well, no, this is the last hurrah.
Is that what they said?
I thought this was like.
Did you just make that up because
no,
he got chubby?
No, I thought that's what the premise in the trailer was. I thought that's what the premise in the trailer was.
You're right. I think it's more of like, this is the last one we're doing. This is the last thing I'm doing. I got to take care of my. Because he was talking about retirement in Bad Boys 2.
or at least transferring.
I'm about to play this trailer again. Then we gonna wrap. Then we gonna wrap this up.
I just don't want
to
see him like that, man.
Man, y'all definitely fat shaming, bro.
I am.
They are body shaming.
For an action movie, hell yeah, I'm a fat shame.
You will.
Just so insensitive.
It is. No, it is. I wish I wouldn't.
Can be in action movies.
Oh,
too.
Oh wow.
You can.
Now he big. He big, bro. Don't.
Oh wow, he looked like what? Didn't Benzino, he play a character?
He got Benzino neck.
But then he got no neck. Didn't he play like
he ain't got no neck? And then he trying to pop his collar in it. I don't know how was that.
I noticed that shit.
Come on, man.
No, look, it's still funny, but man, I just don't want to see
it. It's Martin Lawrence
like
and Will Smith. You can't really go wrong.
Yeah. I just don't want to see him like that.
Oh, he back?
Of course.
Oh, you got to have Captain him back.
Okay, Martin ain't doing none of those fucking
nah, yeah, stuff.
You see hello Will Smith in there. I told you.
Where Martin at?
I told you he on desk duty.
I know.
One last time.
I know.
They got you doing
I
my
know right. I know.
This is true.
Mike was already there. I just somebody had
it's
to say
true. It's true. It's true. Look at ooh. Man. It's bad. It's bad.
Well, I just say he looked like Big Mama.
I was asking. Didn't he play a movie that looked like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, he played a movie. He don't have to put on the fast suit
right.
No more.
That's what.
I, yeah. He don't. He don't,
bro.
He legit doesn't. All he got to do is put on the wig.
He got the round foul, face. Man.
All he has to do is put on the wig, and he Big Mama, bro. I don't want to see him like
he
that.
He not even on the motorcycle. Okay, see, now they doing them wrong. I didn't even notice this before. They're doing them wrong in this trailer.
He's not in any action scenes right. In the trailer.
Oh, that's this part's funny.
They put him in the sidecar on the motorcycle.
Yeah,
man.
It's gonna be good. I'm gonna fuck.
Most of his scenes, he's sitting down. Well, no, I guarantee it.
See, y'all ain't right, man.
Get those eggs out of his cheek.
What?
Y'all are wrong.
Yo, he big, bro.
He look. Oh, he look.
I mean, if he gained a little weight, I'd be like, all right, cool. But man, he look like a big.
You remember the big rat from Cinderella? He looked at his neck. Look at the same neck.
Dog.
Y'all are foul as hell. Y'all are bro.
Man, they should have told Martin to lose the weight, bro.
They did.
He
looked smaller than
really?
Bro.
In the contract, he had. This should have been like, bro, you got at least lose 20, 30
exactly.
Pounds.
Exactly. Like,
some, we don't need you to have a six pack. We just need you to look.
Man, they got that man looking bad on film, bro.
Come on. He was in something before that, and I saw him.
Oh, God.
They got Martin out here looking bad, bro. They got Martin out here looking bad, bro. Like, they should have told him, man, look.
All right, man, let's do this.
We need 20 pounds, bro. 20 pounds, we can do it.
Exactly.
We got a deal.
What was it? I can't find it.
I can't imagine him being
Oh, the Beach
him,
Bum,
like,
wasn't it? The movie.
That's it. He was in Beach Bum, the newest Harmony Korine movie, which is fucking great. Okay. He was in that, and he was fucking hilarious. But he was fat in that, and I was like, damn, Martin gained a
bunch
of weight.
He's just happy. Leave him alone.
Yeah, he off them drugs. You should be happy that he's healthy.
Is Beach Bum still playing?
Nah. It's on digital now, though. Yeah. But if you watch it, let me know what you think.
No, yeah, it was one that was on my list, but it was only one or two theaters that had it here.
Yeah, and I went and saw it, and when I walked in the theater, there were 9 people. When I left, there were 4.
Oh, man.
Bro, because people, I thought I told y'all this, like, I think the theater, the Hood Theater is the one that played it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And I think they only played it because Snoop Dogg was in the trailer and Martin was in the trailer.
Mm.
So they didn't know what it was about.
Wow.
So they showed it and I saw a whole bunch of black folks.
So the 5 black people that came for that.
It was all black people.
Oh, they were all black people?
There was all black people and 1 white chick. But I'm watching it and I'm the only one. Yeah, she was. And I'm the only one in the theater laughing. I'm laughing my ass off. And it was like every 30 minutes. the chair.
Oh, man.
And I was like, damn, bro, y'all not feeling this shit? Yeah. Wasn't nobody laughing. Oh, but yeah, it's good, though.